Should I start talking now? Okay. Hi, this is Justine. I'm giving you some feedback for the Hornbill Festival so far. Most of the feedback I'm going to give you is negative, and it's room for improvement for the next time. Number one piece of feedback is the information that is available about the festival for an independent traveller to come to visit your wonderful festival is actually very, very little information. And the information is not correct. And also, you have a website for the festival. Nobody replies to emails, including the parts about homestays. So you are trying to encourage lots of people, like myself and my husband, and other foreigners to come and spend money in your lovely region. And you really are not making it very easy for anybody. The only people who are able to come and visit successfully at the moment are people who are on very expensive tour packages. They are paying thousands and thousands of dollars from their own countries, but very little of this money is actually benefiting the country and the people of Nagaland. Whereas if you make it easier for people like myself and my husband to come, who are independent travellers, we stay in homestays, we buy things, we contribute more to the community, which is better. So first of all, the communication, the information needs to be much better. Nobody replies to the emails on the website. I tried many times, months in advance, to try and organize a homestay. Nobody replied to me. I was very lucky in the end. I managed to find a nice family to stay with in Kohima, but only because they advertised themselves directly on the internet. Otherwise, there's no network set up for this. They say on the website that there is, but there isn't. So you all know that there's very little accommodation in Kohima and around, okay? So if you want to encourage more people to come to the festival, you have to make better provisions for this. I don't think the solution either is to split it up. At the moment, what seems to have happened is this year you have divided up the festival. For example, the rock concert is in Dimapur, other things in other places. This is a crazy idea. This does not work, because all you're doing is you're annoying the people like myself who have bothered to come to the festival here, okay? Other thing I'm really, really not happy about. So we've just been discussing about the amount of money that it costs to come here, and I have wanted to come and visit your amazing region for a very long time. It's been my dream to come to Hornbill Festival for a very long time, many, many years. I did a lot of research from previous travellers' information on the internet, but it seems this year that you have completely changed the programme. So I have a busy job, but I'm happy to take the time out to come and visit. It's a long way, it's a lot of money, but I can only give up 3 days, so I give up 3 days to come to the festival. Day one, you don't even start the festival until 3:30 in the afternoon. It's dark by 4 o'clock. What is the point in this?